Justin Wayne.
Thank you.
That is a band called Loff Daddy. Fantastic stuff from them. they were on the show not too long ago. I was going to tell you when it was. It was episode 110. Not just at November 3rd. So if you head over to justinwainshow.com and just hit find the episode 110. It's under all shows, or you just click on interviews, or just search for Loff Daddy on the site. You can find them. And that particular interview, which was actually really fun and really good, really enjoyed talking to Niz about the band and about how they got together and what they're doing and playing magical stuff and running their own nights, which seems to be not a bad idea. I mean, there's so many promoters in this particular town. I don't know about the rest of the world, but there are a lot of promoters in this particular town that expect you to do a lot of the promotion for yourself. And we were just talking about this the other night. I think on a Monday night, Angelo of Room 9, he's their manager. I think they bargained somewhere around, I think they hired the Purple Turtle for like 200 quid for the evening or something like that, or some figure around there. I'm not exactly sure what it was. But not, if you think about it, if a promoter makes you sell 30 tickets at 5 quid a pop, that's 150 pounds, which you're not going to see any of. So as long as you make over 200, and you get a couple of other bands to help you out, and you know, I mean, it's doable. It's certainly doable. So, yeah, take a look at that, and a good model to maybe start following as far as live music becomes a really good way of bands to make some money, and out there in the industry, as it were, as we keep saying. Right, let's continue on. The next track. Oh, I should tell you what we played at the top of the show, the top of this particular segment. Why is it not showing up? I did play something else. Right. Anyway. No, I didn't. That was the first time. Should we continue on? This is Peter Duran, Twisted Freak. You were listening to The Justin Wayne Show. We're going to talk a little bit more about Movember. We're going to talk a little bit about perhaps Beard December, or as I'm going to call it, New Year's Beard. So start now, shave, and grow. Great reason to not to sit at Christmas dinner with a really scraggly beard and have a good reason for it. I'll be doing it as well. Let's share pictures. It'll be fun. And what else we got? We got Auditorium. We got a track from Auditorium coming up. Their album's going to be out in January. Very excited about that. We'll also play the brand new one from Yespa in a little while. Right now, let's play this one from Peter Duran. This album is just out. Now, actually. The album is called Sleepless Street. Once again, Peter Duran. This is called Twisted Freak. I kind of like this tune. I suppose otherwise I wouldn't play it, would I? It's Justin Wayne Show. Recharge Radio.
Down the line, I know. 39 miners never coming back home. Everyday workers just like you and me, gonna bring home a paycheck to their family. And methane, the level's way too high. At the upper big branch, explosions in the mine. Sucks the air and the life from their lungs and their souls. 29 dead miners for a bucket of coal. 2 or 3 weeks, they're they call them heroes and martyrs and victims too. But when the media frenzy and the circus subsides, who's gonna remember these guys? Gonna remember these miners who died? Mr. Blankenship and Massey at a press conference declare they'll pay for the funerals, act like they care. But they'll never hold up and do the sad, ugly truth. This company committed murder, their negligence is proof. Judges and politicians they own. Their greed and corruption are very well known. On a consumer code of silence is what they depend. We know it, so let's don't pretend. You and me know it, so let's don't we got the science and the knowledge and technology today to make every coal mine productive and safe. But when there's no regulations or enforcements in place, miners' health and safety gets buried away. For these miners who are gone, gonna get justice for these miners who are gone. 29 miners buried and gone. 29 miners never coming back.
That is Mike Stout. He is a man who speaks for the people, and I just thought that was a fitting tune to play because of the, obviously we had the big Chilean mine disaster where we got all of our miners back, but actually, just strangely enough, the New Zealand mine also, that was about a particular mine in Philadelphia or near somewhere in Pennsylvania, actually. I'm not quite sure which one he wrote about that, but it's interesting that the New Zealand mine, if you hadn't heard about this, there's a New Zealand mine collapse and 29 people died there as well. So it seems 29 is a group of people that tend to go down into mines, but I think we forget sometimes all the things that we have and all the metal and I don't know. There's lots of stuff that comes out of mines, and the workers that have to go down and get that. My hat is off to them, and prayers go out to all of those involved with the New Zealand mine collapse, as well as the Chilean mine collapse. Tough time for miners around at the moment. So there you are. Good track though, and I'm glad that we're aware. Sometimes it could just be brief, even if you don't think about it for a long time. You could be briefly aware of things like that. That's sort of why we did Movember. It's good to think on things and have a thought and talk about things once in a while. So good stuff there. Let's continue. This, I think we're gonna shift gears a little bit here. This band, this band is a Missouri band, and they've just had a couple of gigs going on. But if you want to check out viadove.com, their EP, why do I always forget what this EP is called? El Mundo. Just lost it. Sorry, guys. That's a great song. Mike Stout's song was a good one. And anyway, let's play this Via Dove track. I'll talk about it more in just a minute. It's called Panic Attack. Sort of the opposite of what's going on with me right now. Maybe this will drive me up a bit. Let's do it. Panic Attack. It's Via Dove. ViaDove.com. Go check them out. It's Just Dwayne Show. El Mundo Latino, and that is Via Dove, viadove.com. This is Parachuting Apostles, Jim Root. Let's do it. It's the Justin Wayne Show. They are the parachuting apostles once again. And it just kind of reminded me of The Flying Nun. Remember The Flying Nun? That was a weird show. But the parachuting apostles, Dan Isaac, our operations manager, who you may remember, he has moved to Pennsylvania, I think near the Pittsburgh area, and is participating in all sorts of, you know, independent band things, as we do, as us Recharge Radio people do around the world, and has found them, and they're fantastic. The band competition that they are a part of, the finals are on the 18th, so we'll find out if they win in a few weeks. Gosh, it's getting close, isn't it? That's Saturday the 18th of December. Very close. Just where is the time? Where is this year gone? Where is 2010? 2011 is coming up very, very quickly. But let's, as the end of the show is coming up very quickly as well, let's get some more tunes in here. Let's play another track. We've played these guys before. We haven't played this song before. This is a band that has actually been doing quite a bit of work for abused children, as I think they have quite a few stories of their own about living in tough homes and things like this. So check out The Death of Paris. That's who these guys are. This tune is called Bed on Fire, and this is the Justin Wade Show on Recharge Radio.
I'm restless, weary.
Gideon's Demise. They are down in down Nick's neck of the woods, ain't they? Down in Surrey, wherever that is, somewhere in southern England. They are called Gideon's Demise. They just released their album. They just had an album release party this past Friday, which they invited me to. They were going to give me tickets to. Problem is, I don't live near there, and was unable to get down there with nearly enough time after work on a Friday. But I certainly will see them, hopefully, when they get up to London or when I get down their direction. One thing I didn't do earlier, on the earlier part of the show or now, is say hello to all the people that are listening in the chat room. There's quite a few out there. Hello, of course, hello to Randy. Hello to Rodrigo, whose show is coming up in about 14 minutes' time. Hello to James as well. James has been listening. James has sent me some music, and I'm going to have to dig it up because I don't have it right in front of me at the moment. I'm going to have to find out where it is, or perhaps if James wants to send it again, you can help me out. Generally, it doesn't happen. I know it's around here somewhere, but I'm always embarrassed when people turn up in the chat room and I don't have their music to play. But anyway... hello to Jordan, if he didn't listen to my show a couple weeks ago, I played a couple of tracks for him. Nick Tan was just telling me that he said something about me on his show, and Southampton, sorry. Two to one to me, right. Thanks, Nick. Nick is listening. Now he is, now that I told him to. People forget sometimes that we're on every single Wednesday, every Wednesday from 8 till 10. People I work with, they're like, hey, can you do something on a Wednesday? I'm like, no, I do my show every Wednesday. Like, they think it's some sort of frivolous thing that's going to roll up. But no, I've been doing it for over a year now. So get wise, peeps. Yo, I'm here, man. You want to hang out? Dial in. Rechargeradio.com. Push the big listen now button. Do it. Thank you for listening. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you for listening as well. You're just as important to me. But do come in on a Wednesday, 8 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, just like 2 o'clock Central Time for my parents and friends back home, who I will be seeing very soon. So Gideon's Demise, we heard from them. We heard from the death of Paris. We heard from Parachuting Apostles. It's been a good show. I must tell you, if you didn't know that already. Let's hear from a woman who has just released her first album, full-length album. She's called Kyria. You can find her at kyria.co.uk. It's with a K. And she's started her own record label as well to release her album, which is fantastic. Go for it. Stay independent as long as you can. It is Coochie Coo Records. That's Coochie with a K and Coo with a C. Go check her out. This is Radio. Just sort of, saying what's on radio, saying what could be on radio, saying what should be on radio. And I think certainly a lot of this independent music that isn't on mainstream radio should be. Or maybe not. Maybe now that radio has gone totally south, who wants to be on the radio? It's a good question. Let's roll on. This is Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
I can't watch the news. music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
Introduction to that tune, as well as the fact that he does. Someone just said, someone around said it sounds like Tom Waits' younger brother. I agree. Sort of a lighter, you know, not too late in his career, Tom Waits, somewhere in the middle. I think he got a really, really scratchy and gravelly, something like that. Tom Waits. But yes, that's Rattlin' Bone. Willie Bo is the man who is the singer, and there's a couple of other projects going. We heard from his, one of his horn slash singer players, Karina, last week, and so that was Rattlin' Bone for this week, called Shoot Me Down. It's a tune that about does it for this evening's Justin Wayne Show. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves. I certainly have. It is... yeah, we've got a couple of really interesting things in the pipeline for the next couple of weeks before Christmas. We have an interview with Elizabeth from Live Unsigned, which Matt Stevens has lovingly set up for us. It's not the live and unsigned showcase. It's actually Live Unsigned is just unsigned gigs. It's an unsigned gig website. It's supposed to be. It's all over the world. Certainly check it out. They've just updated their website. We'll talk to Elizabeth very soon about it because it's a fantastic piece of work. It's liveunsigned.com. Go check that out if you're a band. Get your gigs on there. Certainly do that. What else we've got? We've got Matt Stevens, who set up that thing. We're going to meet with him in a pub. I keep saying this, but it's going to happen in the next week or two as well. So in the next few weeks, going to have some fantastic interviews in this part of the show. It's going to be great. If you want to sort of satisfy your interview taste buds, head over to thejustawayneshow.com and click on interviews under all shows and on the top. So you hold the little cursor over all shows and interviews will pop up. There's loads of interviews, some really great recent ones. So check that out. And I should also tell you that right now, we've got the reviewing writing team writing a frenzy, and we should have some reviews coming up in the next couple of days even. I've actually got one that I'm finishing editing right now from David Couch about auditoriums, the band formerly known as Field, which is now Auditorium. Their album is coming out January 18th. We've got that review. Obviously very favorable. You've heard the songs. This band is going to finish off. I will once again remind you, it is nominations time of the Justin Wayne Show for the Justin Wayne Show Birthday Best, which happens at the end of January, beginning of February. It's our yearly special of all the best songs of the year. You get a choice. You get to participate. Send me track names, album names, band names, artist names to justin@rechargedradio.com and nominate them, and they'll be in, and you'll get to vote in January. Right now, these guys won last year, the People's Choice Award. They got by far and away the hugest amount of votes last year. They're called Yespa. It's spelled with the J. It's Jespa Music .com or myspace.com/JespaMusic. This is Isabel, brand new track of theirs. We'll see you on Friday at the church, Steve Honest, 7 p.m. right here on Recharge Radio. Next up is the Island Music Show with Rodrigo de Sá. Thank you very much. Have a good week.
If I could be a little braver, I could be a king. I could shut myself away and never let you in. I could use a drink or two. I could use some sin. I could be a pioneer and I could be a saint. I could become anything, but you would stay the same. I could use a drink or two. I could use a change. For you, Isabel, my love, wasn't meant to be broken. Isabel, my love, wasn't meant to be broken. You could spin me up in cotton, gypsy rhyme and lace. Truth, it hits much harder when you see it face to face. I could use a drink or two. I could use some faith. Cause I'll never be good enough for you. Soldier, now I'll never be that tough. I will never judge you, but never be enough. I could use a drink or two, I could use some love, but you'll never be. Good enough for me.
Independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.